"Sam, you're a sweet fool," John said. "You'll miss that bed when we're sleeping on the cold, hard ground, I promise you." Sam yawned.
"Maester Aemond sent me to find maps for the Lord Commander. I never thought. John, the books. Have you ever seen their like? There are thousands."
He gazed about him. "The library at Winterfell has more than 100. Did you find the maps?"
"Oh, yes." Sam's hand swept over the table, fingers plump as sausages, indicating the clutter of books and scrolls before him. "A dozen, at the least."
He unfolded a square of parchment.
"The paint has faded, but you can see where the mapmaker marked the sites of wildling villages, and there's another book. Where is it now? I was reading it a moment ago."
He shoved some scrolls aside to reveal a dusty volume bound in rotted leather.
"This," he said reverently, "is the account of a journey from the Shadow Tower all the way to Lorne Point on the frozen shore, written by a ranger named Redwine. It's not dated, but he mentions a Dorin Stark as King of the North. So it must be from before the conquest. John, they fought giants. Redwine even traded with the Children of the Forest. It's all here."
Ever so delicately, he turned pages with a finger.
"He drew maps as well. See?"